Good morning and welcome to Redeemer Lutheran Church. I'm glad you're here and hope that you'll join us again when we do this next week as well. I remind you, as always, we will be celebrating Holy Communion during our worship service later, so you're invited to get your elements ready there at your home to celebrate with us. Our church council met last week and established October 4th as our next target date for reopening for in-person worship. The council feels that by then we will know if there's been some sort of spike because of Labor Day and or the schools opening up. So we're hopeful and prayerful that there will not be and that we can open again and be here together for worship on beginning October 4th. Also, you're going to hear from Amanda in just a little bit about the drive-by for our high school seniors. We weren't able to do their normal Quillo ceremony or anything that, or to greet them and congratulate them in the spring when they finished high school, and they're about ready to go off to college, so we're doing a special drive-by. Amanda's going to tell you a whole bunch more about that. Let me remind you about Vespers on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Please join us right here. Online, I mean on the same channel you're watching, not here, but on the channel. And then finally, I want to remind you, we have all our normal Zoom activities this week, and watch your e-newsletter, or you can find the Zoom activities online on our Go and Serve. Amanda.
Yes, Pastor Gary.
By the way, y'all need to notice Amanda's on a walker, not on a scooter anymore.
So Pastor Gary said that I would talk more about our high school grad drive-by blessing. So we are inviting everyone to come by the church in their vehicles and stay in their vehicles for everybody's safety. But we're inviting you on Tuesday, August 25th, that's this coming Tuesday, from 5 to 6 p.m. to drive around the church property. The seniors and their parents will be stationed socially distanced on the back, and you can honk your horns, you can wave, you can shout congratulations, you can bless them, and greet them as we celebrate their accomplishment and this milestone in their lives. So please come join us. If you are unable to join us, you are welcome to write notes of encouragement or prayers or blessings and have those sent to the church, or email them to me, and I'll be happy to print them off. Because we do have prayer boxes for each of the graduates as well. And even if you are coming, you can still write a note of encouragement and blessing. So that is on Tuesday. The other announcement that I would like to mention is our youth group for 6th through 12th graders has changed times. We're now meeting on Thursday evenings at 7:30 p.m. on Zoom. So we invite all 6th through 12th graders. And if you would like to invite friends, you're more than welcome to share that information with your friends. We're starting a new series talking about current events, and it's going to be really wonderful. So, the other thing that I was thinking about, you said that October 4th is our target date, right?
Right.
But we're still going to have things
posted
on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Okay, so all of our worship services will still be run through Facebook Live, even though our target date is on October.
That's right.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure, because I really like running the camera. Just wanted to put that up. Yeah. Thanks, Pastor Gary.
Thanks, Amanda. And I'll say, I'm glad you said that, though, because it is still a faithful response to continue watching. And if you don't feel safe coming yet at that point, if we're allowed to reopen, then continue still to watch. That will still be available. Let's prepare for our worship with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. reconciling God. We confess that we do not trust your abundance, and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your Spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, through whom we have obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, with all your faithful followers of every age, we praise you, the rock of our life. Be our strong foundation and form us into the body of your Son, that we may gladly minister to all the world through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. So we have a children's sermon now. And in a little bit, Pastor Gary's going to read a story about Jesus asking the disciples a whole lot of questions. And that made me think, some of you might have already gone back to school, and some of you might be preparing to go back to school, whether on your computers at home, or maybe in the classroom, or maybe both. And it made me think about times that I was in school, and it might seem hard to believe, but there were times when teachers would ask questions, and I'd be a little afraid to ask or answer any of the questions or ask my own questions, and I wouldn't raise my hand very much. And to be really honest with you, even in seminary, even in college, I still wouldn't raise my hand very much. It was still a little scary to answer questions. Because what if I got the answer wrong? Well, Jesus asks a lot of his questions of his disciples, of his friends. And they're throwing out all sorts of answers about who other people say that Jesus is. And then Jesus asks the question that's really tough. Who do you say that I am? Jesus asks. And I can only imagine what it would be like if I was there. I think I'd be afraid to raise my hand. But you know what? One of Jesus' friends, Peter does raise his hand. And Peter talks about Jesus being the Messiah and the Son of the living God. And Peter gets that answer right. And Peter is talking about Jesus and talking about who Jesus is and how Jesus has come to save the world. And Peter is an example for all of us. And even if Peter got the answer wrong, I think Jesus would still love and appreciate Peter. And even sometimes when we get our answers either not quite right or wrong, God still loves us. And God still helps guide us to the right answers. And so I hope that we can always think about who Jesus is and point to who Jesus is as God's Son and someone that loves all of us very much. And I also hope that when we're sitting in classrooms and maybe we're a little afraid of answering questions, that we can also know that God is always with us and that we can be brave and raise our hands and answer questions too. Let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for schools, thank you for teachers, thank you for all people who help us learn. Thank you for Jesus asking tough questions of his disciples, his friends, but also of us. And thank you for Jesus loving us when we get the answers right, and even when we don't exactly get the answers right, he helps us find them. It's in your holy and gracious name that we pray. All God's children said, Amen.
A reading from Isaiah. Listen to me, you that pursue righteousness, you that seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who bore you, for he was but one when I called him, but I blessed him and made him many. For the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and will make her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. The joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. Listen to me, my people, and give heed to me, my nation, for a teaching will go out from me, and my justice for a light to the peoples. I will bring near my deliverance swiftly. My salvation has gone out, and my arms will rule the peoples. The coastlands wait for me, and for my arm they hope. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look at the earth beneath, for the heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and those who live on it will die like gnats. But my salvation will be forever, and my deliverance will never be ended. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, let my heart be good soil, open to the seed of your word. Lord, let my heart be good soil, where love can grow and peace is understood. When my heart is hard, break the stone away. When my heart is cold, warm it with the day. When my heart is lost, lead me on your way. Lord, let my heart, Lord, let my heart, Lord, let my heart be good soil. Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
A famous preacher visited a nursing home that had some patients with Alzheimer's in it. He went around and greeted the people, who were all very glad to see him. And he walked up to one lady and asked, "Do you know who I am?" The lady said, "No, but if you go up to the front desk, they can tell you." Well, what if you had been asked the question? Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?" David Lowes, the president of Philadelphia Lutheran Seminary, wrote an article about this passage in which he makes an intriguing proposal. He suggests that we preacher types ask that same question this week. Who do you say that Jesus is? But not just say when repeating the creed, but who do you say Jesus is with your lives? That is, with your relationships, your bank account, your time, your energy, and all the rest. Who do you really say Jesus is? Now, his goal with all this is not that we should feel guilty for not living lives in accord with what we say, but rather he suggests that this week we explore what we actually mean when we say with Peter that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. You see, he goes on to say, I think it's really hard to align our lives with our confession when we don't really understand what that confession means. So he continues, how would you say in plain and simple words who Jesus is to you? How would you describe Jesus, that is, to someone who never heard of him before? To a child, or to an adult, or a friend, or a stranger who happened to ask you about Jesus? Who do you say that he is? Lowe's offers his own answer. I think Jesus is God's way of showing us how much God loves us and how much God loves all people. God is so big that we have a hard time connecting with God, and so God came to be like one of us, to live like one of us, in order to reveal just how God feels about us. In this sense, Jesus revealed God's heart. A heart that aches with all who suffer depression and think seriously about ending their lives. A heart that is torn up in grief at the desperate situation and violence that rips apart the land we've named holy. A heart that loves us like only an adoring parent can. And so not only wants the best for us, but is always eager to welcome us home in grace, forgiveness, and love. Jesus also came to show us what's possible. And so rather than give in to the threat of disease, Jesus healed. Rather than surrender people to demons, Jesus showed compassion. Rather than let people starve because there's not enough to go around, Jesus fed people who are hungry. Jesus refused to be satisfied or limited by the status quo and invites us to do the same, because if Jesus' life and death show us how much God loves us, Jesus' resurrection shows us that that love is more powerful than hate and fear and even death. Jesus shows us, in short, that God's love wins. And so that's the point today. To understand that the God revealed in Jesus is all that we can think of and more. All that we can hope for and more. All that we need and more. It's a question of identity. Because you see, as we confess Jesus, as we believe Jesus, our lives become shaped by Jesus. And eventually our confession of who we say Jesus is also begins to say who we are. Who do you say that I am? Jesus asks us. It's a question of identity that involves a lot more than asking at the front desk. Who do you say Jesus is? Who do you say Jesus is? Ponder the wonder and the mystery of his love. Amen.
As followers of Christ, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. We give you thanks, O Lord, with our whole hearts. We sing your praise. You alone are worthy of our love and worship. Our lives are yours, for you are the source of all life. God of all creation, work in our lives to live out our worship for you in our every action. May we give praise to you in our work, in our play, and in our rest. Lord, in your mercy. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, God of grace, you preserve us. While the brokenness of the world swirls around us, your love, O Lord, holds fast. You never leave us alone. God of relationship and community, guide us to care for those in need as you care for us. May we work for justice in the world, for those that are forgotten, marginalized, and oppressed. Lord, in your mercy. O God, you stretch out your hand, and your hand delivers us. You are the source of all hope and goodness in creation. O Lord, through your grace and love, you provide for all the world. God of abundance, you beckon to each of us for the sake of the world. We are called to feed those who hunger, clothe others, provide for the sick, protect those that are vulnerable, create spaces of safety for those surrounded by violence, and seek justice in all the world. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, your steadfast love endures forever. You call us your children. You already love us each beyond measure. There is no greater amount of love, and at the same time, there is nothing at all that can separate anyone from your love. God of grace and mercy, you pour love into us until we overflow. Help us pour out your love and mercy to others. So many are in need of your presence, your healing, and your grace. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. God of the welcome table, in this meal we have feasted on your goodness and have been united by your presence among us. Empower us to go forth sustained by these gifts so that we may share your neighborly love with all. Through Jesus Christ, the giver of abundant life. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Peace. Serve the Lord.